Now, 300 miles west of Göbekli Tepe is the site of Çatalhöyük. And I want to talk about this because this is the classic example of a Neolithic village. Now, it was first settled about 7500 BC, so 500 years after the abandonment of those temples at Göbekli Tepe. And I do not mean to insinuate that these are the same people. It's 300 miles away, so probably a very different group of people. But they underwent this same revolution I mentioned already of going from a hunting-gathering society to a society where they live in settled villages and raise their own food. So Çatalhöyük is located in the heart of the Anatolian Plateau, and it's a fascinating example of one of these Neolithic villages. Now, originally, the site was surrounded by marshlands. Today, it's much drier. But in 7500 BC, the inhabitants chose the site because there was access to water birds, to water, to fish. Animals would come to the marshes and they could hunt these animals. And it's very clear that in the beginning, the community relied very heavily still on hunting and fishing. We know that the inhabitants of Çatalhöyük also grew their own food in fields about a mile or two from the town. Now, we don't know the real name of this community. Çatalhöyük is the modern Turkish name, and it means fork mound, because in the last century, a path that ran up to the site forked right at the site. So, kind of the fork in the road there. So we call the site Çatalhöyük because we don't know what the ancient inhabitants called their settlement. Now, the site actually consists of two artificially created mounds made from countless repairs and renovations of mud brick houses. Now, let me explain, because this is something that we're going to meet again and again in this course. When a house was deemed uninhabitable, the walls would be demolished, and the building would be filled in with earth, and a new house would be built atop the old one. And over time, the settlement therefore rose in elevation. So today, the larger of the two mounds of Çatalhöyük is 70 feet tall. And actually, the term höyük in Turkish means mound, and we're going to be studying several höyüks in this class because it's a standard historical event in the occupation in ancient Turkey. So Çatalhöyük then is really an artificially created mound that is layer after layer after layer of houses built one atop another. Now, in the 1950s and 60s, a British man named James Mellart first excavated Çatalhöyük, and he identified 14 levels of these kinds of houses, dating roughly from about 7500 to 5700 BC. His excavations identified 160 buildings. Now, since 1993, Ian Hodder of Stanford University has been conducting more excavations, and he's identified 80 more buildings. Even so, he estimates that only 5% of the ancient settlement has been exposed. So that's remarkable about how little has been done on this incredible site. Now, the buildings that have been excavated are all houses, and so far, no public structures have been identified at all. And, of course, it could be that since only 5% of the settlement has been exposed, maybe the public regions are yet to be discovered. But nevertheless, it looks as though most of the settlement consisted of independent houses. Each house had a large main room where cooking, sleeping, and other household events took place. And then there was a small annex for food storage. Now, these houses were built one next to another. No roadways have been found. So it seems that the inhabitants moved about on the flat roofs of the houses and entered the homes from above via a ladder or a staircase. So they could have activities on the top of the roof, such as drying grain or doing household events or socializing, and then they would go down into their houses for sleeping and cooking and other activities.